This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Today, the press secretary didn't answer the question, said he had not had the discussion with the president on whether he has full support for the attorney general. Do you know whether he does?
I don't know, but he should. Jeff Sessions is a good man, Mr. President. He had to recuse himself. I know you're not a lawyer. There was no way Jeff Sessions could continue to preside over this investigation, given the role he played in the campaign. He did the right thing. He is a good man. And you need to listen to your lawyers, Mr. President. I am trying to help you. But every time you tweet, it makes it harder on all of us who are trying to help you. I don't think you did anything wrong. Don't get in the way of an investigation that can actually clear you.
To that point, he tweeted today, the fake MSM, mainstream media, is working so hard to try to get me not to use social media. They hate that I can get the honest and unfiltered message out. Sorry, folks, but if I would have relied on the fake news of CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, I would have had zero chance of winning the White House.
The election's over. You won. I'm not going to tell you you beat me like a drum. I'm humble. I want to help you, but I'll tell you this. You created the conditions for a special counsel. I have seen no evidence of collusion between President Trump and the Russians, and I've looked really close. But the reason we have a special counsel is he suggested through an interview with NBC that the reason he fired Comey was because of the Russian investigation. So I would just say this, Mr. President. Your words matter now. You're no longer a candidate for office. You're the President of the United States, and a lot of us want to help you. Help us help you.
He once gave out your cell phone number.
Well, it's a good point here, what Lindsey Graham is sharing, and I think that like anything, you consider that all things require a bit of discipline to stay on message, stay focused, to the end that you're trying to accomplish. And I would agree that Donald Trump's tweets have gotten in the way and got ahead of the message and created new messages, distracted from the main message of what he's doing. He just throws it out there. I mean, this is not, when you're the president of the United States, it requires discipline. And that's probably what some of the former presidents are probably realizing, going, whoa, he is a force to deal with, and he's got a lot going for him. And if he disciplines his message a little bit, wow, I mean, he can really get a lot of things accomplished. And I think that's what Lindsey Graham is seeing, and other politicians on the Hill is helping him understand, because there are, again, we have to remember, I mean, where did Trump come from? I mean, it wasn't like he was a politician or anything. I mean, straight out of business. And then he comes into this world. Now, are there some things that need to be shaken up on the Hill? Sure. And that's why people voted for him. But you still have to be careful about messaging. Social media, a powerful tool. The followers that he has, very powerful. He can get his message directly, but he doesn't need to get it down into a kind of, a grade school, recess break, Scott. What do you think?
Well,
I mean,
well, there's got to be a happy medium, right? Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a where you can use his platform, but use it in a way that's productive, using it in a way that works with the current platforms that he has.
Exactly.
When he tweets something, he can't send Sean Spicer out to say one thing and then immediately mm-hmm. tweet something out that contradicts him. That's creating a problem for him. Mm-hmm. That's creating a problem that he doesn't, that is an unnecessary problem.
Right.
If you want Sean Spicer to go out and call it a travel ban, or, say what you're going to tweet, then tell him what you're going to tweet and do it that way.
Right.
And have a cohesive affront on what you're presenting to the media.
Well, and you would think that he's more sophisticated than this. I mean, after all, you got the Trump brand. Everything about the Trump brand at every turn reinforces what the Trump brand is all about. He would not violate anything that would hinder the foundational principles of the Trump organization. Now that he's president of the United States, he needs to, again, discipline himself so that he's consistent that way.
Maybe that's the key. He has to look at the White House as if it's a brand. You don't want to have any brand conflict.
Exactly. His administration, his legacy, not to mention the fact that, hey, we got to get this country moving again, get this government back on track. And we're looking to him to make it happen.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com to figure out how you can connect with any one of the 280 affiliates we have across this country or around the world via shortwave. Always good to have you along with us for the ride. We've got a special guest and an interesting look about health. You know, health is an important topic for me, and we have a lot of health experts to come on, and you're going to be especially blessed by our next guest because it's going to help you take charge of your health by understanding the connection between our evolutionary past and our future well-being with the genetics of health. Understand your genes for better health. And our guest is Dr. Sherrard Paul. We're talking to him from Copenhagen today. Dr. Paul, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
You're good, Bill. It's my pleasure.
Well, you are recognized as one of the best in your field, surgeon, academic, philanthropist. You combined everyday health with evolutionary biology and explain how to improve your overall wellness by following a diet and exercise plan based on your gene type. So if we're going to base it on our gene type, how do we eat according to our gene type? How do we figure our gene type?
Okay. So for a start, firstly, the reason I first started looking at it is because in my field, which is skin and skin cancer, sometimes when people have illnesses, we actually do their gene types before we give them medications like chemo and immunotherapy because we know that they don't respond well otherwise. So I was then thinking, how come what we're putting into our bodies, like our diet, we're not looking at our different genetic makeup? So let me give you an example. So vitamin C is a good one. There is a particular gene. To answer your question, we can test your genes by doing a saliva test, which people can order off my website, sherrardpaul.com. Mm-hmm. But basically what it means is for vitamin C, for example, some people have a gene which doesn't absorb vitamin C properly. And for these people, just eating an extra orange a day may literally keep the doctor away, because what it meant is in studies done in people in Canada who were in their 20s, each year they got older, they had blood pressure was climbing, they got more obese, and their risk of heart disease increased. So it's very simple. You can just prevent ill health by just eating right for your gene type sometimes.
Exactly. So your motivation in writing The Genetics of Health is you saw some connectivity based on what you were doing in your practice. And you said, maybe this has deeper application than what we're doing, for skin cancer, right?
Absolutely. And largely, I think, I look at, sometimes I think prevention is better than cure. And it's actually, we can always be, otherwise penny wise and pound foolish. And because basically it costs the health system a lot more. And if you just think about it, what's the cost of an orange a day versus somebody ended up with heart disease and ended up in hospital? And it was really also for people to actually just take charge and look after their own health rather than relying on medications as a first line.
Well, in part, because of what's happening in the medical field today, how expensive it's becoming, it really behooves people to take self-responsibility, be proactive about their health. And these are some of the questions. I know boomers, just in terms of the demographic and their interest, they're kind of coming off of that saying that Yogi Bear used to remind people. He'd say, well, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Well, you know, with that understanding and that kind of mantra, boomers are saying, hey, look, I need to be more responsible. You know, people around me are getting unnecessarily sick. We've got increase in diseases. Is there something that I can do to fortify my immune system? And what we're beginning to realize is that, like that old saying, we are what we eat.
Absolutely. I mean, if we eat rubbish, we literally turn to rubbish. But on the other hand, in the book, we also talk about, exercising for your gene type, for example, because even otherwise, you can also, there's a general message for everybody in the book, even without doing a test. So, for example, best exercises you can do to reduce the risk of dementia, if you have a family history, especially, are things which involve both grasping and moving your legs, like walking. So tango, for example, reduces the risk of dementia, Celtic dancing, cycling. So things like that are shown to be particularly good for dementia, whereas other exercises like yoga may be particularly good for just stress reduction and blood pressure. Things like Tai Chi may be particularly good for balance. So all these things trigger different genes which do different things. So we can actually learn also what we need more often, less of other things.
Exactly. Well, in your book, as you say, you address the best types of exercise for your gene type. So like food, there are exercises that complement your body type, your DNA makeup, your genetic code, and it's very compatible.
Absolutely, because for some people, you actually have a natural predisposition for power exercises. And for some people, you're actually more suited for endurance exercise. So it actually helps you choose the type of exercise you're more suited for. And in fact, even though we don't specifically develop the test for it, sometimes when you've got kids and things like that and you're planning their activities, it's actually always easier to get them into a habit of something which they're naturally not only going to be better at, but also which helps their genetic profile, or which is more in tune with their genes.
Well, Dr. Paul, I got to imagine that whether it's food or exercise, if it rhymes with your body's reason, your body and your general attitude is going to be much improved, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, particularly, one of the things I say in the book is how people eat too much sugar. And if you look at when tests were done on people eating too much sugar or drinking too much Coke, fizzy drinks, that kind of stuff, what it found is that not only, it's obvious because eating sugar you put on weight, but it actually increased your stress response, depression, other things. So like you say, you don't actually feel as good as well, because it actually triggers a lot of other biochemical reactions in the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know people who get their hands on your book are going to go back to that first question I had, and that is, how do I figure out my code? Do I have to go, do it through your website or go to another doctor and get this information? Or is there something that we can look at that will give us a good indication of what our code is?
All right. So generally, the point of difference with my kind of testing, what we do, which is not only on the website, at the back of the book, there's the details. You can just put the name of the book, geneticsofhealth.com, and you will find the test there. I mean, I guess the only difference is I don't test for diseases, because this is really about prevention. So I don't really test for people test for diseases, but I think we panic people, they're not accurate.
Right.
So the second part of it is you don't need to get a report from anyone else. We send you the kit to you in America, and it takes about 4 to 6 weeks, and you will get a detailed personalized report from me, which not only includes can you have coffee, so how much can you have, and also gives you a guideline to say it does Dunkin' Donuts have more caffeine, for example, versus Starbucks or things like that. Very, very, you know, broken down to make it very easy for you to actually plan, you know, and get answers from it.
Well, I'm in. I'm gonna get a kit to you because I'm very curious. This really fascinates me. Our conversation with Dr. Sherrard Paul continues as we talk about his brand new book, The Genetics of Health: Understand Your Genes for Better Health. Stay right where.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Sherrard Paul is our guest, and we're talking about his brand new book, The Genetics of Health: Understand Your Genes for Better Health. One of the things, Dr. Paul, I've been in search for probably for you know, maybe the last 10 years since I was, you know, I started watching my PSA level go, and I dealt with some prostate cancer. I'm out of the woods now, and but even then it was like, where is that balance? Where is that, you know, metabolic balance to where, you know, what I eat is not adding weight. It just, you know, it's what my body needs. And so I've been in search for that directly. And most people I talk to, when I have this discussion, they agree. And here it is, you know, after all this time, I'm running into you. So you've got some answers for us.
Absolutely. I think you should do it. And then we should talk again on the show, and then we can see if you've got, we can just reveal what your exercise genes are, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be an idea.
Yeah, that'd be great, because here recently, what I've been going through, as I said, you know, on the other side of dealing with prostate cancer, you know, I had a problem. I gained weight. The oncologist says, well, your testosterone, you know, we had to kill your testosterone, so you're not going to lose weight until your testosterone levels go. That was his opinion. I've had other doctors go, that's not necessarily so. And so here recently, I made a commitment to get off of all animal protein and to just do a plant-based diet, and I've already lost 5 pounds in my first 2 weeks. And up to then, I hadn't lost any weight. I couldn't lose any weight, no matter what I ate or didn't eat. It didn't matter, you know.
And actually, it's interesting what you're saying, because in this gene test, what we test for is your protein genes, your fat genes, your intolerance genes, as well as specific vitamins. So what it means is some people, they need to take a particular vitamin, and that helps them with their weight loss because you have a problem with getting vitamin D or something. And other people, they need to eat more protein or less protein to lose weight. And we can actually determine these things just looking at your gene type.
Wow, that's excellent. So, and if anybody else wants to do this, of course, we invite you to go to Dr. Paul's website. And the website, again, geneticsofhealth.com. So then they can get their DNA set out and then figure out what it is that they need to do, right, in terms of the code and what will work for them, what kind of food they should be eating for their gene type. Because, you know, that's the thing we're finding out, especially as I get older, is that, you know, I want to do things that make my body feel right. And for me, that's what I look for mostly, is, okay, if I'm feeling good, eating what I'm eating, that's a good thing. But if something, you know, doesn't work well for my body, I just set that aside. I'm convinced. And so it's been quite a journey and experience for me as well. Now, relevant to exercise, because exercise, as you mentioned earlier, comes into play with your gene type, right?
Yes. I mean, it's not as major as with your diet, because obviously you're not putting something into your body, but it's more adds value. Certain exercises actually are more beneficial for you, or you're more suited to them. Mm-hmm. So it's more that kind of a thing which will make you feel better as opposed to cause you ill health.
And then you say also supplementation, vitamin supplementation can also be introduced into the program as well, right?
Yes, but that's really, mostly I try and do things naturally. Just vitamins, you just eat them in your diet as opposed to taking supplements.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we would actually recommend supplements would be if somebody, so for example, if you have this gene where you can't absorb vitamin D, and which means you've got to eat more fish, like, and if you happen to be a vegetarian, then you probably have to take a vitamin D supplement. But because generally, otherwise, most of these supplements and things you can eat in a natural form because the body recognizes them better. And sometimes if you take a lot of supplements, they just get excreted anyway. They just come out and they don't really do their thing unless you really need them.
Dr. Paul, what is your read on, because I've heard this, you know, from several doctors as well and nutritionists, that they say the food table has been compromised, particularly here in America, because we have additional chemicals that have been introduced into our food. Is that problematic for you?
It is a problem. So I think the better way to think about most things is the less manufactured it is, the better for you. Because obviously when you process food, then you're going to add salt to the preservative, you're going to add sugar for taste. Sometimes you add more caffeine because it suppresses sweet taste and makes you eat more and things like that. So I think in some ways, you know, it's always going back to the basics and eating more natural food. You can get the food source, but, you know, as much as possible. I mean, you have to live life. You don't have to be fussy, but it just as much as possible, I think the simple thing is avoiding too much processed food is a massive thing.
Well, you say, and some people, some people have a sluggish, what you would call a sluggish gene.
Yes, that's quite interesting because some people actually have a genetic predisposition which makes them want to avoid exercise. but the genes, we must remember, are blueprints, so they're not our destiny. So you can actually overcome many of these kind of sluggish genes by actually working through it. So, you know, if you continue to do endurance exercise, there will be a point where you start producing different proteins and express new genes, and then you actually enjoy exercise. So hope is not lost. But it's only in the diet point of view, sometimes if you're really born with a particular gene which can create a deficiency, then it's better to know early because you may find that you may end up preventing disease later on.
Well, in your book, you help us understand the reason for our stress response and how to manage it without drugs. Break that down for us, if you would, Dr. Paul.
Yes, what I found interesting is being a skin doctor, you know, when we're researching skin, anytime people are stressed, obviously your skin breaks down and it gets worse. So I was looking at, and people always want to look younger, so we're looking at products which can help, you know, reduce the effects of aging. And what we found is at the cellular level, at the molecular level, the same response is for stress, which is physical stress or emotional stress. In other words, if you're in an abusive relationship or you're carrying a chronic injury or you have cancer or things like that, you automatically tend to age faster as well. So we now know that there are many of these chemicals which are also triggered by certain foods you eat, so you can actually eat foods which reduce your stress level. You can do exercises to reduce your stress level. So what it does is if you don't reduce your stress level, then stress suppresses your immune system. So not only you're more prone to getting other diseases, so stress on their own will not cause cancer, but if you're starting to get it, it will make it worse. So for a lot of other conditions, we know infections or tumors and things like that, we can actually make ourselves, you know, recover faster by controlling our stresses.
Dr. Paul, in your book, you also point out that the size of our gut has an effect on our brain's performance. Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
Yeah, that's a very interesting. I found what really I started off thinking it was a joke, but in actual fact, what we now know is the fatter, the more fat we have among in our abdomen, the more fat we have, our brain actually shrinks each year. So in other words, as our abdomen gets fatter, our brain gets skinnier. So every year, so what actually happens is we actually start getting more memory loss, we have a higher risk of dementia. So this is also another factor in what's happening in our societies where we're increasing rates of all these things. You know, some of this is due to the fact that as a society we're getting fatter as well. Mm-hmm. So we're ending up with more dementia and more that kind of memory loss and that kind of problem.
Yeah, you also address in your book that anxiety can be good. It can be a positive trait. You say being a scaredy cat can make you live longer. How's that?
No, it's more that the fact that you're a scaredy cat meant that you have some longevity gains. The reason for that is, as we know, humans migrated out of Africa and traveled all over the world, and we ate different things, and we did different things, and that continue to shape our genes. But in the last 50,000 years is when our evolution has actually become a bit faster because we started eating different things. But in the early days, when life was very dangerous, there were so many, you know, saber-tooth tigers, predators, and, you know, literally 1 in 20 people used to get killed. So life is actually much safer now in spite of all this terrorism and everything else. We're not as dangerous as it was, say, 100,000 years ago. So the scaredy cats were actually still in the shed, and they didn't actually go out and fight the tigers because they were like, oh, no, it's going to get me. So these guys didn't go out and fight the battles. So those people survived and passed on the genes. So it just happens that we have more scaredy cats than brave people around because their genes actually ended up being the long-living genes.
Yeah. It's what caused them to be sensitive about their own survival. Well, Dr. Paul has been our guest, author of the book, The Genetics of Health, Understand Your Genes for Better Health. And, of course, we're going to have him back and do a follow-up because I'm going to run the test, and I'll let you know what happens here on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Paul, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
That's all right. Real pleasure.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's live or, you know, on the internet or around the world, anywhere, the 280-plus affiliates we have, or around the world even, via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. Dr. John Zemerick joins us now, senior editor of the Stream, stream.org, is where you want to go for more information. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us here. We're talking about the Kathy Griffin deal. Kind of amazing that, you know, when you look back through the rearview mirror and you see that her sponsor, her major sponsor, Squatty Potty, said, hey, we're out of here, Jack. I mean, it didn't take them long. I mean, they did this in minutes. I think maybe the rest of the world and the media, and CNN, I don't know, CNN was probably counting their money, trying to figure out, okay, if we let her go, how much is this going to cost us in ratings and money? Because she and Anderson Cooper had carved out a little niche for themselves and were doing fairly well every New Year's Eve. But Squatty Potty said, no, we're out of here. So, you know, sometimes some basic things can move faster than some media, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting that this happened around the same time that Sean Hannity was probing on the Seth Rich investigation, mm-hmm. and the media backlash. You would have thought that he was the one holding up the president's head by a bloody stump of hair. All he was doing was asking questions about an open murder investigation, and there was this massive attempted boycott. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was a backlash by the actual customers, so the boycott failed. But it was just interesting to compare. The left is more outraged at Sean Hannity just, you know, investigating an open murder case than we were supposed to be about this comedian apparently inciting the murder of the president. Let's just call it what it is.
Exactly.
And let's not let the photographer off the hook either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're all you know, part and parcel to this whole presentation here. You and I talked earlier. I mean, this is comedic desperation, isn't this?
Yeah. Well, these are insane times in pop culture. Katy Perry, when she's not calling for peace, love, and understanding and open borders as a solution to Islamic terror, her latest video is a cannibal fetish video, which shows her being cut up and cooked, cut up and eaten. As I wrote in my article at stream.org, this moment in pop culture seems to be the moment in The Exorcism when the head starts to spin around. Like there's something desperate and almost demonic running around in the culture.
Exactly.
And it's kind of scary. I mean, growing up, I didn't have comedians doing things that invoked, you know, terrorism of the ISIS level, the way mm-hmm. Kathy Griffin is.
Exactly. No, there's no doubt that there is a culture war that's taking place. And, John, you look at this in terms of a socio-psychological impact that this is having on our culture. I mean, the whole idea of free speech has gone to extremes. It's free speech without responsibility. The things that are being performed in the name of art. You know, at some point, we're going to reap what we've sown here. Go ahead.
It's bizarre. I mean, free speech is supposed to allow all this stuff, but not to include, you know, like, death threats against the president if he's Republican, but not college students talking openly about political ideas on campus, because, you know, that might trigger some snowflake student. Not, you know, Christian business owners choosing to refuse to participate in sending a message they disapprove of, like making wedding cakes or you know, printing signs or printing leaflets. You know, you should be able to decide what you take part in. You should. The left does not have anything like a consistent position. They've abandoned even the pretense of an attempt at consistency of having principles. I mean, you know,
well, John, this is what our parents would call crazy.
Yeah.
You know, this is craziness.
It's like the reign of terror during the French Revolution. It's an ideological madness. It's an attempt at achieving the replacement for religion. It's like a pseudo religious Great Awakening. It's a Great Awakening without God. There's the Spirit out there, but ain't the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's the wrong one, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we were reminded yesterday, we were talking with Nancy Hardeville Coburn out of Israel yesterday in Tel Aviv, and she was talking about what ISIS has done in terms of turning everything upside down. She says, Bill, you got to appreciate with ISIS is that which is evil is good, that which is good is evil. And I said, boom, man, that's Isaiah 5 right at you again. And, you know, as the Bible says very clearly, woe. I mean, when it says woe, it means woe. And that on that day when we start calling evil good and good evil, and this is what ISIS has done, this is what this tyrannical behavior that we have in this country is doing. I mean, Kathy Griffin, when she did this, you know, she thought, okay, I'm going to get some attention. Well, now she's got the attention, and she's got the attention of the U.S. Secret Service that tweeted out, threats made against at Secret Service protectees receive the highest priority of all our investigations. So whatever attention deficit she might have been subjected to, she's going to get plenty of attention now from the U.S. Secret Service. What do you think?
I think that's certainly appropriate, and I hope people don't try to turn her into a martyr of free speech. Within hours of the backlash to her carefully prepared, carefully planned grotesque piece of snuff humor. She'd apologized, and people online were saying, "You got to forgive her. You got to move on." I was like, "No, that's a little too soon." If you people have forgiven Mel Gibson for what he said when he was drunk,
yes,
you know, a man with mental health issues who had been drinking, said some outrageous, appalling things and apologized. Then, you know, have you forgiven him 7 years later? Then don't be so quick within 7 hours to forgive Kathy Griffin, who sober, stone cold sober, planned out, thought out, paid money, and decided to release this image.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that when she did her apology, no makeup, and she didn't apologize to the person that she attacked. I mean, the president of the United States and his family. There was no direct apology to them. I thought that was, you know, so I thought it was interesting because first when I saw her, and I saw the clip, I'm going, that's, you know, I know the voice, but I'm not sure of the face, unmade up, you know, so I thought
and not apologizing to the person she wronged. So
yes.
It's like a little 2-year-old being forced to apologize saying, well, I'm sorry that upset you. Or I'm sorry I'm in the corner. I'm sorry I can't have candy. This person needs to learn a lesson for her own sake and for the culture's sake that you can't get away with this stuff. Think about the families of victims of terrorist attacks who were killed.
Think of Danny Pearl's family, right?
Yeah,
I thought about that immediately, and the father. Of that worker that was out there, you know, just trying to build the infrastructure for the people there, and he, what his father had to be subjected to, and as he comes out his house and he just falls to his knees, just in grief, and for Kathy Griffin, and for some that would think that's funny, not very funny, without a doubt. I think she's reduced herself from a D-list celeb, John, to. Maybe 40 years down the road, she'll be that 80-year-old woman that somebody will hand a cocktail to at the Hollywood cocktail parties, and they will just have her there as a freak, kind of like the woman with a beard at the circus, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds right. I hope that's how it turns out.
Well, it's unfortunate, but it seems that on the upside, John, she has been a unifying factor. She's brought us all together. Dr. John Tomarek, senior editor of The Stream. John, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
It's all right there for you, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And don't forget, this is your chance to win the ultimate Shaq Pack, courtesy of Lionsgate. It includes the Shaq Blu-ray DVD, Shaq Row Sticks, just plant water and watch your flowers grow. It's just that easy. So even if you don't have a green thumb, you can make this work. Plus, there's music you can play for your growing plants, too, inspired by the Shaq Digital CD. All you got to do is just drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running, and you know how it works. We've been doing this a number of times, and I've got some more DVDs to give away, so why not you? Just tell me you want to be in the running. I'll put your name in the hopper. We pull your name, and I'll send it to you, so make sure you include your address, okay? No purchase necessary. Remember, Shaq now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more info about the Shaq, by all means, go to the Shaq.movie. Well, our next guest, we got to have a lot of fun because we're timed for fun, and it's just I think she is right there in the headquarters of fun in Austin, Texas. I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and had I known about the turquoise table, I could have been hanging out there with you, Kristen. But I didn't know about it and just found out. But boy, what a great deal. Kristen Schell is with us. Kristen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Kristen is an established speaker. She's a blogger on the subjects of food, faith, and hospitality. As founder of the Turquoise Table and the hashtag Front Yard People movement, Kristen travels the country speaking at conferences and events with an encouraging word on how to open our lives and homes to others. Because it really is about serving, isn't it, Kristen?
Absolutely, Bill.
Yeah. So tell me about the turquoise table, because I missed it. I was just there in Austin. I could have, you know, dropped on by, saw the husband unit and the kids. We could have had a good time here. What's going on?
Absolutely. Well, you need to come back. That's
yeah,
the short answer.
Well, I have a good excuse. I have dear friends there in Austin. Of course, you know, my first time to Austin, I was exposed to Buckwheat Zydeco and Zydeco music, and I've never been the same.
Well, you've seen the best of it. Well, you're welcome anytime at the turquoise table.
Okay.
And the turquoise table is an ordinary picnic table that I put in my front yard, painted it turquoise because it's my favorite color, in the hopes of getting to know my neighbors.
Wow. Interesting. What a great, yeah, you set something up. You build it, they'll come, right?
Absolutely. And, well,
go ahead.
Though that was the whole point was that, you know, I started noticing we knew our neighbors and we were friendly enough, but I realized that, you know, we'd wave and, you know, once a year we might have a, you know, block party or something to get to know each other, but we were missing that real connection, the real relationships. And so I had this kind of thought, what if, you know, we were to have a simple, easy place to gather and kind of bring back good old-fashioned neighboring.
Yeah, exactly. And right in the front yard, too, as opposed to in the kitchen table and that sort of thing, because sometimes walls seem to, you know, inhibit people. But you're doing it right there in front of God and everybody. You got your turquoise table right there on the front lawn. That in itself is pretty inviting, isn't it? Especially when you have neighbors all coming together and they've got their cups of coffee in hand. And you're just, as my friends in Hawaii would say, you just talk story.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what has happened. And it's really kind of become, you know, like the old village well, you know, where people would just stop in and talk about the news of the day, catch in quickly and even spontaneously. But it's just a reminder that we are meant to be in community with one another.
Exactly.
And we just need a simple place to do it.
Well, you know, and you think about, you know, the problems we deal with in everyday life and, gosh, you know, and you get to know your neighbor and you realize, look, they had that problem 6 months before and, you know, they can help you and give you some ideas. And you know, and it's just, but those things happen along the way as you come together in community in these local pockets like this. I mean, what a great idea. So what inspired you? I mean, you just thought, hey, let's try and do something different, or was there something else that triggered this?
Well, there were a whole bunch of kind of things that I, you know, like to say made up for a perfect storm. You know, Tony and I have 4 children, and I realized that they were growing up in the digital age. And, you know, all of our kids had screens in their hands, and it bothered me and it made me worried. Like, are they going to be able to, you know, communicate face-to-face or just speak in emoji?
Exactly.
And we didn't have time. I feel like, you know, we were doing all good things. But often we'd leave our house early in the morning and not come home until late at night. And I wanted my kids outdoors. I wanted us to be outdoors and to have time to disconnect from the digital world, which is good in many, many ways, but it will never replace kind of face-to-face connection.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what started it. And then it just sort of, this one grassroots table just took off as a grassroots movement.
Wow. So what do you have several sittings a day? I mean, how big is this table? I mean, it would seem to me that people would be coming to this like, you know, bees to honey.
Well, it depends, of course. You know, sometimes, you know, the events are really spontaneous. And then sometimes we have planned coffees or get-togethers or, you know, happy hours. And it really just depends. We keep it organic because that's the beauty of it.
Right. So there's not really a set menu. It's just neighbors coming together, chit-chatting, telling story and getting caught up. And then you watch the kids out in the street playing ball or doing whatever.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, just last night, that's exactly what happened. You know, one of us sent a quick text and said, hey, table time. And, you know, within 10 minutes, there were 6 or 8 of us and a whole bunch of kids that were thrilled to no end because it meant bedtime was a bust.
Exactly.
You know, we've the more organic we leave it and the more spontaneous, really, the better it is.
Mm-hmm. So when the neighbors first started seeing this, I imagine all the neighborhood Gladyses of the world, you know, looking out the window going, hey, what are these shells up to now, you know? And they start seeing people coming together and going, hey, they're having a party and I wasn't invited.
Well, we were really clear up front that everyone was invited. And so, you know, we just said, look, this is a table for everyone. If you see people out there, come join us. You know, it's not that you're not being invited. It's just come on out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's worked well.
So tell me about the eye basket. What's all that about?
So the eye basket is a basket that I started using actually inside at our dinner table before the turquoise table, and it's just a place where we put our eye devices, you know, all of our smartphones, whatever it is, and it's just a reminder to unplug. You know, they're not welcome at this table.
Exactly, and it's good to have boundaries like that. I see dynamics occur. I mean, I'll be at restaurants. And, you know, families are together and everybody's texting. Nobody's talking. They're texting. And sometimes you wonder, you go, I wonder if the two kids are texting each other. You know?
Right. Stop
you know, it's like, what? What's going on? We can't talk anymore. Everything's got to be, like you say, everything's been reduced to an emoji or, you know, a quick three-letter word that means a paragraph or something. These kids are amazing anymore, how they're able to communicate.
Right? And so that's, you know, I like to say that, you know, there's no eye device that will take, you know, the place of eye contact. And so that's what it's all about.
I like it.
Slowing down and sitting together at the table.
So for you, what was the biggest surprise of this idea and the way it's come about? What really surprised you about it?
Well, just that it took off and people started, you know, wanting their own turquoise tables in their own front yards.
I never
expected that. And so there are now turquoise tables in almost all 50 states.
Wow. You started a movement.
I mean,
now we got front yard people all over the place.
Front yard people.
What is going on? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I get to, you know, it's crazy. I've become sort of the holder of stories. And so just being able to hear, you know, how much, you know, people need and long for that connection in such an ordinary place is it's an honor, you know, to hear to be the holder of stories.
You know, I'd love to have you on an almost consistent basis, Kristen, where you could give us a report on what's coming up from the turquoise table. You know, the network of ideas and information that must be flowing has got to be incredible. I mean, like, what do you do with all that? Like you say, you're the hub here.
Right.
And these people are sending you things that they're talking about. And I imagine, you know, you guys are all sharing these. I mean, what an incredible network. And I think it's a wonderful source for ideas, you know, family dynamics, be interested in some of the political deal, you know, whatever cultural things that they're being faced with and questions that they're asking. I mean, wow, this is very cool.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's really it's an honor. You know, I can't believe. I still, you know, pinch myself most days.
How many turquoise tables now do we have in front yards across the country?
I mean, no clue exactly how many. We have people registered. There's a way to register now, you know, on the turquoisetable.com website. And so we know that there are people with tables in 47 or 48. I'll have to look. 48 states. I think we're missing Alaska.
And
then one of the states up east. I can't remember. That's a beautiful way. And then, you know, we share information through newsletters and then just through pooling resources with one another.
Uh-huh. And, of course, you wrote the book, The Turquoise Table, Finding Community and Connection in Your Own Front Yard. And the motivation, of course, inspired by the input of all these people and how the turquoise table, you know, first immediately, you say, in your own neighborhood and organically how it's evolved. And then here it is. I mean, you know, who would have thought that something like this would take off in just about every state of the union?
Not me. Not me, says the turquoise table lady.
Yeah, and you say it's all about simplicity. Why?
It is all about simplicity because I think, you know, when we tend to overthink things and make them a bigger deal than they are, then we get into what I call analysis paralysis.
Yes,
and we don't do anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you just have to open yourself up, keep it simple, and remember that the important part is not the meal or not what you're wearing or not what day it is, just that you're gathering with people.
A couple seconds left here. You say the difference clearly between hospitality and entertaining, right?
Yes, absolutely. And hospitality is a way of life. It's who we were meant to be.
Well, Kristen, congratulations. Where can people go for more information if they want to get involved and start their own, you know, turquoise table?
They can join us at theturquoisetable.com.
It's just that easy. Kristen Schell, look, next time I'm in Austin, I'm coming in. You know, tell Tony, tell the kids get ready. You know, Bill Martinez coming down. We're going to be at the table. We're going to talk story, okay?
Oh, we'd love it, Bill.
You got it. Kristen Schell on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kristen.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A big